We mentioned Medina County Emergency Management going to lead us off. We've got Christina Fazio, Ben Null, and Matt Sturgeon on with us. Guys, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Well, a lot to get into today. For those that don't know, Christina, we'll start with you. What is emergency management?
Well, emergency management is probably better explained as disaster management. The agency works with local governments to prepare, plan, mitigate, and recover from crisis incidents. We support and coordinate with first responders before, during, and after an incident.
Does every county have EMA in Ohio?
Every county. There are 88 counties in the state of Ohio, and every county is required to have a countywide EMA. In some counties, the agencies are direct commissioner departments. In other counties like ours, we are governed under a board. The executive board is made up of policymakers, elected officials in the county that have the policy oversight of the agency.
Where do you guys get your funding from?
We get our funding from various sources. 30% of our funding comes from all of the jurisdictions in the county. And then the other 70% comes from various grants that we write, and we get a small percentage of the grant administration fee, and that goes towards our overall general budget for the year.
Very cool stuff. Well, we'll pass the baton on to Ben now. Ben, there are a couple of volunteer groups that EMA manages. One of them, EMA Communications. What can you tell us about that?
So the communications group is a great group of volunteers that provides multiple types of deployable communications for us. Both for emergency management, public safety, any other organizations like the hospitals around the county. And that includes anything from analog radios to digital radios to mesh computer networks.
When do they meet?
We meet 7 p.m. on the third Tuesday of each month.
Okay. Are there any certifications or special skills required to join?
No, we don't require anything. If you complete some basic trainings after you join, just on incident command, there's a lot of very skilled people a part of the group, and they'll help train you on anything you need to know.
I will head over to the guy with the best name of the group, if you ask me, as a fellow Matt to a fellow Matt, Matt Sturgeon, here with us as well from Medina County Emergency Management. And Medina County EMA, Community Emergency has a community response team. What exactly is a community emergency response team, Matt?
Well, a community emergency response team is a volunteer team. The concept was developed by the Los Angeles Fire Department in the 1980s.
Wow.
And it was to train people to be initial responders for disasters. We train our people in topics like disaster preparedness, fire safety, light search and rescue, first aid. The curriculum's standardized by the federal government, and deliver it once a year.
Cool. Very nice. Who are the people who are involved in it? Is it a volunteer program, or are these people coming in hired?
Yeah, no, it's a volunteer program. Nice. We do have a vetting process. Anybody can join the team, but they do have to fill out an application. We interview everybody to see how they fit in with the team. We're looking for all types of skills. There's no particular thing that we're looking for because these people are ordinary neighbors and community members who are willing to help in a disaster. You have to be 18 years old.
Okay.
That's so that we can register you on the state's database. That's about it. Everybody's welcome.
You mentioned the curriculum was developed by the federal government. What are some of the things that, people learn that are going into something like this?
Well, I think that what's important is that they have a standardized curriculum so that we could be deployable to about any jurisdiction, and they know that what kind of skills that these people have. So if another county was to ask us if they could borrow our community emergency response team, they would know what they're ordering. Likewise, if we were to call another county and request one.
That makes perfect sense. Well, what is the current – I know you guys have the Medina County Emergency Alerts here for people who are in the area. How is someone able to sign up for those and get those when they need them?
Oh, okay. Well, that's something that our volunteers have been promoting quite a bit. Medina County Emergency Alerts is our mass notification system that we have for Medina County.
Mm-hmm.
So if we had an imminent threat that we needed to communicate to the public, we could alert everybody who's registered for it.
Sure.
So Ben can tell you how to sign up.
Okay.
So if you'd like to sign up for that, you can either go to our website, that's medinacountyema.org, or just text the first five letters of your city, township, or village to 69310. So just first five letters of whatever the name of your jurisdiction is, to 69310.
Sure. When you talk about an imminent danger, what are we talking about? Tornadoes, things of that nature? Is that what it typically is?
Yeah, any of that type of stuff. Okay. It could be hazardous materials. It could be weather. It could be some type of police action going on. Pretty much anything that involves the public, you know.
Stuff,
emergency.
Stuff you need to know, basically. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, stuff you shouldn't go without, without question.
Yeah.
Well, we'll bring it back full circle here. We'll take it back to Christina. For those out there who are listening right now, wondering how they might be able to get involved and maybe do some volunteer work, how can they go about doing that?
Again, I'll repeat what Ben said with our website, MedinaCountyEMA.org. I encourage everybody to go to the website. Browse the website. There's a ton of information there about what we do, different organizations that we support, again, the volunteerism that people can get involved in and why we exist, and some of the other partner agencies that we work with on a daily basis. So come and visit us. You're welcome to call us anytime. The number to the office is 330-722-9240 to learn more about what we do. Thanks.
Very cool stuff. Well, Christina, Ben, Matt, thank you guys so much for coming in and leading us off here in the spotlight of Medina.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to step aside, take a quick commercial break. Matt and I will come back after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Again, we're coming at you from Castle Noel for our spotlight on Medina on AM 930 WEOL.